You just heard how even experts in their field can take way longer than expected to do their work. Well, in our next story, we'll hear about the opposite, how hundreds of amateurs manage to do something that should take weeks in just a matter of hours. Twice a year, the San Francisco Symphony hosts workshops called Sing Out Davies as part of the symphony's Community of Music Makers program. For one evening, singers from around the Bay come together to make music as one. KALW's Alyssa Kapnick stood among them for a recent workshop and brought back their impressions of what it's like to be an ordinary person in such an extraordinary experience.
My name is Susie Orr. I'm an alto.
I'm Linda Holbrook, and I sing alto. I can sight read.
My name is David Silverman, and I haven't sang since high school, so I thought, yeah, why not?
So what do you anticipate it'll feel like to be in this group?
A little bit of the anticipation that I want to cry. A little sentimental.
It feels good. It feels exciting. I can't wait to get started.
Excuse me. Come on through this door.
Yeah. Well, we're entering the upper orchestra in Davies Hall, and we're looking around. We're thinking, I'm going to be somewhere up there on stage. I've found that singing in a big chorus is very inspiring, and there's a great kind of power that comes from 400 voices.
I'm Ragnar Berlin, chorus director with the San Francisco Symphony Chorus. So we gather together at 6:30. I have a warm-up, try to get everybody on the same page.
Lesson, lesson. Ah, I sing on my speaking voice and it's a little bit narrow. Go too much into it, a little bit hooty like this. We don't want that either, but maybe halfway in. That's how you should walk around and talk every day.
After about half an hour, we split up into sectionals. And we have assistant conductors that help me work with each section.
So we change that. Eyes for straight on, and one, two.
Eyes for
And don't be afraid to bring out those consonants. Very important. Can I hear you speak this? Ready? And.
During that hour, it's very much about learning the music solidly, but also to start polishing and start finding the phrasing, shaping of the music.
In the singing, the dog is called the bird.
Yes, exactly.
So, what's going on right now?
So we just broke up from sectionals, which I really thoroughly understand now that I do not know German. It's beautiful, though. Everyone's very supportive.
So what's happened since we last spoke?
Well, we started singing together and getting the kinks out so that we all sound like one voice, but we're not one voice. That's the beauty of choral work. But if we pronounce things the same way and we accent the notes the correct way, the way they didn't want us to, it sounds like one voice, so it's fabulous.
We're spitting out a lot of German in the proper time, or trying to, with the proper notes at the same time, which is, for some of us, kind of challenging.
And then we all meet again on stage, and we have about 1 hour to get everything together, and that's when I push very hard all the musical aspects of phrasing, dynamics, expression, diction.
Could you do a little bit more? Say again. Very. Straight on. Two, three. Crescendo.
Ah.
For the last 10 minutes, we have a little mini performance. We sing through the pieces, and usually there will be a little bit of an audience out there, relatives and friends up in the balconies, and we sing to them, and that's it.
Behind the music started to come through the words as opposed to just singing the words.
You know, it did really inspire me to go out and sing more. It really woke something in me that was been sleeping for a while.
I just felt like my heart and my soul were open, and the music was flowing out and at the same time kind of flowing in. The group is way better than the individual. The group is what makes it.